You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. Ticketing, towing, booting, and stymied appeals. A recently formed coalition says it's documented a troubling pattern in Wilmington and wants the city to open its books to show how it tows and tickets. But the city says for there to be meaningful dialogue, there has to be some agreement on the facts. Delaware Public Media's Mark Fowler reports on this brewing battle over parking in the state's largest city.
3 years ago, Erin Markham moved into Wilmington.
While I was moving into my home, I came outside and I had a ticket on my windshield.
She says she tried to be clear about the law beforehand as she moved into her home on Baynard Boulevard and admits the misunderstanding was on her part. But her request for clemency was denied. The portion of Baynard Boulevard where Markham lives is a no-stopping zone during commuting hours, in her case between 4 and 6 p.m. Parking enforcement was suspended in Wilmington early in the pandemic, except in egregious cases. Then in July, ticketing resumed in the Central Business District and at the riverfront. Markham says she and her neighbors continued to park in front of their homes. Then on October 8th, she received a ticket for violating the no-stopping restriction. She was able to get it waived, pointing out that she parked in a residential district. Then, about a month later,
I wasn't home during the time, so I didn't get everything. But on November 4th, 5th, and 6th, I get back-to-back tickets issued for this same thing.
It became evident that a parking enforcement officer was visiting the area each day after 4 p.m. to issue tickets. Markham recorded a conversation with an officer, who radioed his boss to make sure he was doing the right thing.
Yes, we are enforcing. If it's a white to own out there, make sure you get a very good picture of that vehicle.
Oh, tell her I'm right here.
Okay, just issue the ticket and explain the appeal process. We are enforcing the no stopping from 4-6 as posted.
That contradicts what the mayor said.
Oh, I was absolutely targeted. I was angry, and frustrated, but at the same time, almost happy that I was recording this, because now I have additional proof that, you know, there are some unfair practices happening in Wilmington parking enforcement.
Markham is not alone in her feelings about parking enforcement in Wilmington, and she now has some help responding to the issues that she sees with it. A group known as the Wilmington Parking Coalition is examining parking and towing trends in the city and raised some pointed questions to Mayor Mike Perzicki and members of Wilmington City Council. Utilizing city data, some of which was obtained under the Freedom of Information Act, they point out that despite months of reduced parking enforcement, there did not seem to be a significant difference in the number of vehicles towed between 2019 and 2020. Frequent ticketing is something that Steve Villanueva with the Latin American Community Center has taken note of.
Clients that have that are in below poverty level, staff that are working in, under nonprofit wages. And for us to get tickets and clients to get tickets in this neighborhood is absolutely crazy.
Another common complaint is the inability of drivers to take their cases to the Justice of the Peace Court. Robert Johnson is senior attorney with the Institute for Justice, based in Arlington, Virginia.
People are waiting months or years to get a decision. In some cases, they're not getting a decision at all. And the city is making it difficult or even impossible for people who have been issued these tickets to see a real judge.
Instead, they often get denials and advisories that if they want to pursue the case and don't win, they would be held responsible for court costs. The coalition wants a complete and thorough audit of Wilmington's ticketing, appeals, towing, booting, and collection system. City Councilwoman at Large Maria Cabrera says she hears a lot of complaints about parking enforcement.
I think the biggest complaint that people have is the appeals process. There seems to be no rhyme or reason. And the city is monitoring their own appeals, which some people feel is unfair, because it's like you're asking yourself to police yourself.
The city of Wilmington responded to the Parking Coalition's questions in detail, summarizing the city's towing and ticketing practices are consistent with the law and are performed with due process afforded to the public and ethical standards of conduct. Vehicle owners are not being taken advantage of. No one is being denied an appeal. The city also contends that there is no profiteering in parking enforcement, and currently the cost of providing parking enforcement services in Wilmington exceeds the revenue generated by the program, even prior to the suspension of certain ticketing during the pandemic. In answering the city's response, Delaware Center for Justice Policy Coordinator Kaylin Richards says in a statement that the coalition is optimistic about starting a dialogue on behalf of constituents, and the fact that the city took 4 weeks to respond underscores the confusing nature of Wilmington's parking, booting, towing, and appeal system. Second District Councilwoman Shanae Darby says even beyond looking at fairness and legality, she's hoping to examine the entire parking fee structure. Wilmington's $40 parking ticket meets or exceeds those in some much larger cities.
Where we're going to focus on analyzing what those fees and fines are, right? How much are they? Who is being impacted? Really getting those questions answered.
Because for some, a parking ticket or impounded vehicle is more than just an inconvenience.
When a person loses a vehicle, it has a devastating effect on the family, and it really harms overwhelmingly people of color and people living on low income.
When Dominique Grant resided downtown, she went through the experience of having her car towed and months of frustration in trying to get it back from a tow company that turned out to be operating without a business license in the city.
They told me that the only way I could get my car back is that if I wouldn't sue them for any damages.
Grant's ordeal began before the pandemic. The company kept her car all this time, and she pursued her case in Justice of the Peace Court. And earlier this month, a judge ruled in her favor, but granted her no damage. She plans to follow up in small claims court for additional damages, including punitive.
If they can charge me $500 after 2 days, then they should be prepared to pay if they mess up as well. They shouldn't be able to just get away with just returning my car after breaking the law.
It's the sort of experience that turns people off from living in or visiting Wilmington, according to Cabrera.
We want people to come to the city. We got to be a user-friendly city. And if our fines are prohibitive and if our practices are prohibitive or predatory, then it's not going to happen. We got to do better.
But as a council member, she's also a fiscal watchdog.
It should be revenues that come in, but it shouldn't be projected revenues that we count on to balance our budget, because that's where you get that overzealousness to meet those goals.
As for Erin Markham, she's frustrated to the point where she'd consider leaving Wilmington, but doesn't want to do so with a parking ticket pending.
I'm not going to back down.
Mark Fauser, Delaware Public Media.
Thanks, Mark. And The Green returns in a moment with more on efforts to reform a system of renewable fuel credits that the owner of the Delaware City Refinery says is causing it some financial strain. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.